I like to think of the job search as a journey with a specific goal in mind. Secure a better job with higher pay. And on that journey, there are specific pitfalls you can run into that will keep you from meeting your career goals. So in this episode, I share with you the four major pitfalls that can make your job search unsuccessful and what might be leading to those pitfalls. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. So like I said, today we're going to be talking, or I'm going to be sharing with you four major pitfalls that you might be sort of falling into on your job search journey. So when I think of the job search, I think of it as this journey that you have embarked on and you have a destination in mind, right? You want to get a new job, hopefully with a salary increase, whatever it may be. And as you're going on that journey, there are different things that can keep you from getting to your destination. And there's four of them that are, it's like you're falling into one or more of these four barriers. And so I want to talk you through them today and talk about what the causes of these major pitfalls are. Now, before I do that, let me know in the chat, if you are currently actively job searching, just put a one in the chat. So I know, you know, what's happening. If you're job searching, and that could be, when I say job searching, you're looking for an internal job, meaning either a promotion or an internal move, or it could be even that you're looking for an external job. So you want to leave your current company and go somewhere else. Put a one in the chat to let me know if you are currently job searching. Okay, I see a one. Okay, so job searching. Anybody else currently job searching? Put a one in the chat. Let me know. Let me know before we jump in. Okay, Sally has a one also. Okay. Awesome. Okay, so let's go through. Let me first tell you, I'm going to give you an overview of what the four major pitfalls are. And then I'll go one by one and share with you what might be causing those pitfalls so that you can do an audit. So you can see for yourself, am I doing one or more of these things? And how can I, or how should I address them? Okay. So the first one is that you are not landing interviews. Like that's the first major barrier, is that you're not landing interviews. The second is that you're not securing second interviews. So a lot of organizations will do multiple interview sessions. They'll do a screener and then a full-on interview. So either you're not landing interviews, you're not landing follow-up or second interviews. The third pitfall is that you're not securing a job offer. So maybe you're getting interviews, but you're not actually getting an offer being extended. And the fourth pitfall is that you are not getting a value aligned offer. So when you do get offers, you feel like people are lowballing you. It's not aligned with what you're looking for. If any of those resonated with you, then keep listening because I want to talk to you about what might be causing you to experience these pitfalls so that, again, you can address them for yourselves. So let's jump into the first one. You are not landing interviews. Okay. If you are job searching and you're not getting interviews, one of two things is happening. One is that you are not marketing yourself well. When you are job searching, you automatically become a marketer. You automatically become a salesperson. And the thing that you are marketing, the thing that you are selling is your skill set and your value add to an organization. So you have to be able to effectively talk about what you are bringing to the table when you think about your career brand collateral and the career conversations that you're having. So your career brand collateral consists of three things: your resume, your cover letter, and your LinkedIn profile. Those are the three things that make up your career brand collateral. And then I say conversations because ideally when you're job searching, you should be having multiple conversations with multiple people. So if you are not adequately marketing yourself well, when you look at your resume, you look at your cover letter, you look at your LinkedIn profile, you are not making it easy for recruiters and hiring managers to see how you are right for the job, you will not get interviews. So when we think of the average job that is posted online, mind you, let me give y'all some stats real quick. Only about 20% of available jobs actually get posted online. 80% are in what we call the hidden job market. And of those 20% that are posted online, each job on average gets 250 applications. Excuse me. 250 applications. So, and that's on average. Some are getting more, like these tech jobs be getting up to 1,000 apps. Some might get less. But when you think about one job getting 250 applications, we can't realistically expect a recruiter to read 250 applications when they are responsible for 50 jobs. 250 times 50, whatever that is, sounds like a lot. That's a lot of resumes, and they don't. Realistically, recruiters take about 6 seconds to skim the 25% of resumes that make it past the applicant tracking system, which is the machine that reads through the resume. So if you don't make it very easy for a recruiter or a hiring manager to understand why you are right for the job, they're not going to invite you for an interview. They're going to move right on until they come across somebody's profile, somebody's resume, who has clearly stated why they are right for the job, why they have the skill sets for the job. So you have to learn how to really market yourself, how to talk about your expertise, how to talk about your value add in a way that makes a recruiter say, I want to talk to this person some more to see if they are right for this job. The second reason you might not be getting interviews is that you are only applying to jobs online. You are only applying to jobs online. And like I just told you, only about 20% of available jobs are posted online. And so when you only apply online and that's it, it's like you submit your resume and then you walk away and you submit your resume to multiple places and then you start praying for an interview. We call that the spray and pray method. You have significantly reduced the chances that you will get called back. As a matter of fact, I've done this math before. When you only apply online, there's a 98% chance that you will get ghosted by the company. And if you get ghosted, you don't get an interview. So when you are applying to jobs, even when you apply online, it's important that you take time to have conversations with people. Reach out to people who are either working in the company, the recruiter, the hiring manager, and ask to talk with them about the job, about what they're looking for, about the qualifications they're seeking, because that would then help make you more than just another name on a piece of paper, which is what really the resume is if you think about it. There's no personality for the most part in resumes. And so when you have conversations, then you get to become more than just a piece of paper, a name on a piece of paper. You get to talk about why you are different. You get to show your personality and your culture fit and your value add. And you get to tap into the hidden job market. And I feel like every time I talk about this, people are like, okay, what do you mean by only 20% of jobs are posted? Like, I feel like when I say this, people don't be taking me seriously. But like recently, very recently, I had a client that I was working with one-on-one who was applying to jobs. And she had told me one of the ones she applied to. And I asked her, hey, have you talked to anybody in the company? And she said, no. And I'm like, nah, girl, you know better. You know I'm going to make you go find somebody to talk to, which I did. And she did. She finally ended up speaking to a director in an organization that she has applied to. And when she had that conversation with this woman, three things happened for her. One, she realized from talking to this woman that the company was actually not a culture fit. She told me, I was like, you know what? After talking to her, I actually don't want to be in that organization. And now I know. The second thing she realized was that the other companies that she was interested in, the woman she spoke to had connections in those other companies. And the woman said to her, hey, send me your resume. I'll forward it along. And so now, one, she has realized I don't really want to be in this company. Two, somebody has now said, hey, I'm going to vouch for you. I will send your resume on. And what we know from the data is that you are 10 times more likely to get a job when it comes with a referral. And then the third thing was the woman then told her, hey, I know these other companies that are hiring. Do you want me to send you their information? And she was like, first of all, heck yes, I do. But she hadn't seen those companies on any of her searches. Those companies did not come up when she was looking for roles. So from 1:30, and she'd only talked to this woman for 30 minutes, because I remember she told me, she was like, thank you, that was a 30 minutes well spent. From 1:30 conversation, she had three major outcomes. I cannot overstate the value of having conversations while you are job searching. You can't rely on job boards. You can't rely on just LinkedIn job postings or Indeed or Monster or Glassdoor. You have to talk to people if you want to increase your chances of getting a job. Because whether or not you tap into the hidden job market, at the very least, you have made a connection for somebody who might vouch for you, who might tell you what else is available in that company, but there will be some benefit. And so if you are not landing interviews, that means that you are likely not having conversations with people in your job search. Okay? So now let's talk about the second major pitfall that you might be falling into in your job search. And that is that you are not landing second interviews. So these days, a lot of companies will do multiple rounds of interviewing. The first one might be a very quick screener, or it could be even a LinkedIn. So when I say first screener, that screener could be a phone call, it could be a video call, or it could even be a LinkedIn conversation where a recruiter slides in your DMs and you go back and forth. They tell you about the job a bit, and then you don't hear back. They ghost you. So if you are not getting that follow-up conversation, that second call back, whatever it may be, two things might be happening here. One is that you are not adequately articulating how your specific skills and experience align with the role that you're applying for. So on that very first screen conversation, again, whatever format it takes, if you are not able to adequately, concisely articulate how your skill set is a quality match for the job you're applying for, they're not calling you back. Because again, part of this process, part of your job in this process is to make it plain, make it clear to recruiters and hiring managers of why you are right for the role, right? We've established that. And so when you have that first conversation with them, part of what you need to be doing is talking about the skills that you've developed, the accomplishments that you've achieved, and how they directly align with the job that you're applying for, which then inherently means you should have done your research on the job that you are applying for. A lot of people are not researching jobs they're applying for, because I've had recruiters say somebody will reach out to them and the questions they'll ask is like, that's not even the right job. And they can tell that the person has not done any research into the role or the company to see what they're looking for and what they need. So you need to be talking about, and when I say articulating your skill sets to align with the job you're applying for, what I mean is you can't just talk about what you do at your job, especially if you're trying to pivot or transition into something else, because what you do at your job, I can say to you, let me give you an example. Okay, right now I'm a professor, I teach. And I can say to someone, oh, I teach counseling classes every weeknight. And okay, yeah, they know that I can teach, but if I'm applying for like a learning and development specialist position with an organization, I haven't told them clearly how my ability to teach these master's level courses means I know how to develop curriculum. I know adult learning theoretical models, and I know how to implement or deliver curriculum in a way that actually leads to transformation. That's what they need to know for a learning and development specialist role. And so what people will just say is, oh, currently my current job, yeah, I teach classes. Okay, that hasn't told the recruiter anything except what you're doing now. But what they want to know is what you will do for them. So in that first conversation, you want to start making it clear how your skills directly align with the job you're applying for. The second reason you might not be securing a second interview or getting callbacks is that you are not selling yourself well enough on the first conversation. You're not selling yourself well enough. You are not articulating your value add and your knowledge of the organization and the organization's needs. And let me tell you, if there is one time that you need to be talking yourself up AF, it's when you are on the job search. And for my women in the room, let me speak to you directly now, because we're notorious for this. It is not bragging if you've actually done it. It's a fact. Stating the fact of what you've accomplished, stating the fact of what you've done is not you bragging, it is you stating facts. And I have worked with too many women, had conversations with too many women who are so scared to talk themselves up because I don't want to seem cocky. I don't want to seem arrogant. I don't want to come across as if I'm talking myself up. It's time to talk yourself up. If you don't talk yourself up now, when are you going to do it? Like, you need to be telling them why they need to hire you. You need to be making it clear why you are the one they want for this role. Talk yourself up. This is not the time to be humble or to do the fake humility or to talk yourself down or to expect them to read between the lines. No, you're making it harder for them. People don't like to think too much. Don't make it hard. Tell them what you've accomplished. Tell them why you're awesome. Tell them what you plan to do when you come into the organization. This is your time to make yourself shine. Okay. And if you don't talk yourself up, if you don't share your value add, if you don't adequately sell yourself, then they're going to think, oh, she can't really do the job. He can't really do the job. They can't do the job. We're going to go for this other candidate who has told us clearly how they will make our lives easier. Because here's what I want you to know. When you see a job description, it is pretty much a company saying, here's the problem we have. We have this problem and this is who we want to solve it. And so you, in the job search process, you have to position yourself as the solution to their problem. Okay? Let me pause because I saw some hearts coming up earlier. Let me know in the comments what's resonating with y'all. What's resonating? What questions are coming up before we go to the last two pitfalls? I love that point about bragging versus facts. Thank you. I've always struggled to hype myself up. Thanks for sharing that, Sally. Yep. And I think it's always important for me to clarify that for a lot of women is that it's not bragging at all. Especially when you consider, if you look at men are so quick to tell you what they're doing, what they've accomplished. You know, in meetings, they will talk themselves up, and that's why they keep getting all these opportunities. Well, that's not the only reason, because sometimes it's just society and, excuse me, sexism. But also men know how to play the game because they don't care about what people think about them for the most part. Again, I'm generalizing, but I'm just, for the most part, it's, I want to get ahead. I'm going to do what I need to do to get ahead. And women often struggle to adopt that mindset in their job search. I learned that I do better when I lead the interview. Tell me more about that. What you mean, like when you're interviewing someone or when you lead the direction of the interview? I want to know more about what you mean by when you lead the interview. And then while you type that, let's talk about the third pitfall that you might be falling into in your job search. And that is that you are not securing a job offer. The third pitfall that you're likely falling into in your job search is that you are not securing a job offer. And the first reason that you are likely not securing a job offer is because you're not interviewing well. You are not interviewing well. You are not positioning yourself as the solution that they need. You are not presenting confidently in the interview. And you are not answering the questions being asked in the interview. Okay, this is like the three main areas where I see people not interviewing well. You're not positioning yourself as the solution, meaning you're not speaking directly to the questions that, the job posting that was shared. When they say, hey, we need someone to come in and lead projects and increase our, you know, client retention by 20%, I'm making this up as I go. You need to be able to talk about how you are going to come in and lead their projects, put systems in place for projects to flow better, improve communication because that will improve projects, increase client retention by improving relationships, client gifting, client touch points, excellent service, right? You need to go up, like, you need to think outside the box of, okay, this is the problem they have. What will it take to solve that problem? And how can I talk about that in my interview? You need to help them. You need to let the interviewer know that you actually understand what they were saying in that job posting. Or the one that I see often is they'll ask you a question and then you don't answer it. You just either you ramble about something else or you start talking and then you end up like they asked about A, you're talking about Z. They ask that question for a reason. When they ask you a question in the interview, they want to know, there's a piece of information they want to know. And so when you don't answer, you have caused them to lose one of the data points that they would have used to decide if you were right for the position or not. So it is important that you are answering questions. And if you don't understand, ask for clarification. Pause. If you need to think, give me a moment. Let me think about that. Repeat the question back. So you want to know about a time when I led a project? Like, oh, those are small things that will help you process and make sure you are understanding what is being asked so that you can actually position yourself as an expert. And that last one, positioning confidently, body language, making eye contact, showing up like you know what you're talking about, like you want the job, like you believe you can actually be successful in the job. And the second reason you're not securing the job offer is because you are not demonstrating your knowledge of the organization, your knowledge of the role, and your knowledge of the problem that they need to solve accurately. You are not adequately articulating that you understand who they're hiring and why they want to hire that person. So any of those two things will keep you from securing a job offer. So let's talk about the last pitfall. So the last pitfall that you might be experiencing in your job search is that you are not getting a value aligned offer. So you get a job offer, but you feel like they're lowballing you, or it's not really aligned with what you were anticipating, with what you wanted to get paid at this stage in your life. And one of the main causes of not getting a value aligned offer is that you didn't articulate your value add well enough. So when you went into the interview, when you were having conversations, if you haven't talked about the value that you're bringing to the table in a way that is clear, if you don't have your value statements clearly outlined, then that's going to keep you from getting an offer that is aligned with what you're looking for. The other thing that might be happening is that you're not negotiating. If you don't negotiate the offer, you will almost guarantee get lowballed. And what I always tell my clients, negotiation is not optional. Even when they offer you more than you were expecting, negotiating is not optional. You always, always, always negotiate the offer, and money is not the only thing you can negotiate. And so if you don't negotiate, if you don't clearly articulate your value add, you will keep getting these offers that are lowballing you. And another thing that might be happening here, if you're not getting value aligned offer, is that you didn't do your research. And so you have been applying to unaligned roles. You are applying to roles that are not aligned with the level of money that you desire. Right? You can't be saying, hey, I want to make this much. Maybe, okay, I want to make 90K, but in this industry, only people at middle to senior management get 90K. You have to research the industry and understand, okay, this is my financial goal, but for this industry, for this company, for this space, where would I need to be earning that much? You need to do your research. Research is a key skill that you need throughout your job search, throughout your career transition. And so if you're not researching, if you're not articulating your value add, you will find that you will keep getting offers that are not aligned. Okay? So those are the four major pitfalls that you might be experiencing in your job search. If you want to go deeper into how to be more successful in your job search, I have a free training that I've created that you can get access to the next session that I'm hosting. If you go to learn.jobsearchsimplify.com. So you can type that here. Learn.jobsearchsimplify.com. You can register for a time that works for you. It's a completely free training that will help you kind of get more into some of the mistakes that you might be making, some of the other pitfalls that you might be falling into your job search, so that you can actually not just secure that job that you want, but also secure it with like a 5-figure salary increase. Definitely check that out.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, there are a couple of things that I would love for you to do. First, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review this podcast because I genuinely love hearing your thoughts. You can also help us reach others by sharing this episode with one person. Thanks again for joining us on the Fulfilling Career Podcast.